We always have different teams.
This is a wake-up call for Bafana.
The best coach is local coach.
We need to get it right from the bottom.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past Saturday saw Banyana Banyana win their first ever WAFCON trophy after making the final for the sixth time. A brace by Hilda Makhaya was enough to secure the victory for the ladies. A strong performance throughout the tournament, three clean sheets and many, many more awards. This was indeed a well-deserved victory. Not to mention, Banyana Banyana have officially qualified for the Women's FIFA World Cup. One question that has indeed crossed everybody's minds is why can't Bafana perform just as well? The talent is there, but what seems to be the missing piece of the puzzle? Because of this, we decided to ask you all, why do you think Banyana are able to win trophies and tournaments, but Bafana are struggling? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Because I think Banyana played very well,
especially in the first games. Even the final, they were so casual. And the problem for Bafana is we don't have a competitive team. We always have different teams. Always there is new faces in Bafana setup. That's a problem. How can the players gel with us in each and every game? They change players. That's the problem for Bafana. If you check in 1996, the winning team, they're a team that have been gelling, the team that have played many games together, and they understand each other. So Bafana currently, they don't have a team. Each game is new players. Each game, new players. Each game, new players. But if they can change that methods and build a team, a strong competitive team that knows each other, they're going to win something.
Congratulations to Etezo Ellis. Congratulations to Banyana Banyana. They've made us proud. If you remember well, 1995, they've tried in the final. 2000, they've tried in the final. 2008, they've tried in the final. 2012, they've tried. 2018, they've tried. Then on the sixth attempt, that is 2022, they've made us proud. We are proud of you, Banyana Banyana. We say, Allah Allah, Banyana Banyana. Allah Allah, Tessie Ellis. This is a wake-up call for Bafana Bafana. If they want to make it next time, if they want to make it in future, they need to hire local coaches. I think local is lekker. Local football of Mzansi is lekker. If you can retrace, since Banyana Banyana have been performing well since 1995 with all South African coaches. If you remember, Augustine Makalakala, till to Desil Ellis. So we are proud of them. We say, Alala Banyana Banyana, Alala Banyana Banyana, Alala Desil Ellis. We are proud of you guys. Keep it coming. We are waiting for you on the 26th at OR Tambo. Bring the cup home. Siyabonga. Impogoto.
Congratulations, Kubanyana Banyana. Bayenza ukudisela kanye njengomzantsi Afrika. Sibongela kakhulu kumantombazane abadlale ngokuyikhandla. Into nje engayisho kumasupporters, ngicela ukuthi sibasupporte labantu. Uma singabasupporta, ukhulu singakubona kuphuma kubona. So iBafana Bafana manje kumele ifunde i-lesson from Kubanyana Banyana.
The thing about Banyana Banyana and Bafana Bafana, Banyana Banyana winning games and trophies, is that we always say the best coach is local coach, is an African coach, the legends. We must believe that no matter what. If you realize most national teams who are successfully, they are coached by local coaches, African coaches, most countries which are successful. But Bafana Bafana, they like chopping, changing coaches every time. And then we are talking about foreign-based coaches, which they employ to coach Bafana Bafana. And the other thing about Bafana Bafana, men's football is far different than women's football. There are lots of accents involved in men's football. Now, like, men's football, most of the time, it's about money, it's about salaries, It's about bonuses. That's the problem when it comes. You can see the girls that are playing for the badge for their country. They play wholeheartedly. They needed this thing. That's why now they're reaping what they sow. All the fruits is like they are on their side now. That's what is happening now.
It's because South Africa, Bafana Bafana, it's always changing coaches, changing players. As for Banyana Banyana, they don't change. They stick to their development, their young players. They groom them for the upcoming games, upcoming tournaments. They're always using their, maybe it's under 19 or under 17 or under 20, 21 to build Banyana Banyana. That's why they are winning and they know where they're going. So as for Bafana Bafana, we don't use our under 20 players. We don't use our under 21 players. We're always making new players, changing new team, changing technical team. Everything is only changing. Every year there's a new thing. That is why we're not winning. So as for Banyana, you can see Desiree Ellis has been there for, I don't know how many years, or maybe 3 or 4 or 5. So they all said for now, they managed to grab that WAFCON because they've been playing together for such a long time in the same coach, same technical team, same players, but they are changing those players. But they are rotating, but all the players, let's take maybe they've got 50 players, they are rotating them, but they know each other that much. It's not a problem to them. For Bafana Bafana, it's a problem. They will always change technical team, change players that they are not building for the future. They're just playing them because they are available at that moment. So if we can change that, focus on the team. I mean, as a team, like maybe we have a 2 year that will be using these players. Everything will be nice and everything will change. We might start winning something.
Let me start by congratulating Banyana Banyana for winning the WAFCON 2022. Then coming to the question, I see the difference between Banyana Banyana and Bafana Bafana is because Banyana Banyana players, they are not playing for one team, all of them. They are playing for different teams. And all of them are playing in those teams that they are playing. All of them are playing. But here in South Africa, you've got all the quality players. Then those quality players, they go to one team. They play for one team. Then we expect Bafana Bafana to perform. There is no way Bafana Bafana will perform as long as we still have one team that is buying players to play for that team. Then we expect Bafana Bafana to play a miracle and win. It's not going to happen. So we must have all these quality players in South Africa playing for different teams so that those players can compete to each other in different teams. That's where we're going to have a strong national team. You see, and then you check again, do we have number one goalkeeper in South Africa? We don't have. All the goalkeepers are from outside. They are the ones that are playing in those big teams, in those teams that are dominating the PSL. We don't have quality goalkeeper that we can say, no, this one is quality, it's regular number one. We don't have regular number one in South Africa. You check team like Sundowns, the one that we call it a dominating force in African PSL. Which players are playing for Sundowns? Which players? Goalkeeper, it's Onyango. Is he from South Africa? No, he's not from South Africa. And then you check again, the players that are helping Sundowns to dominate in African PSL, they're not from Africa. They're not from South Africa. They're from other countries in Africa. And some, they're from other European countries. You see, so that's the problem. We need to get it right from the bottom going up. But as long as we still have all these quality players playing for one team, let's forget it. We must forget it. Bafana Bafana, we will leave this country. Bafana Bafana, they will never win a African competition. Never.
It's so good to finally win another tournament with our national team. This time it's Banyana Banyana. I believe from my point of view, the reason why it's so easy for this current Banyana Banyana team to win tournaments and trophies, it's due to consistency in selection of the team, the people that understand the culture and the team, Desiree Ellis has been there all along, and she's doing a marvelous job, and she's very consistent in choosing good players that are available. So, but the current, with Bafana Bafana, or with all the previous coaches, they keep on changing players all the time. So players don't get enough time to get used to each other. So these ones, they've been there for a very long time, and I believe their strength is in that consistent selection. So they know each other's strength and each other's weaknesses. So until we get it right with our Bafana coaches, we won't get it right. So we need to be consistent in our team selection and select players based on current form.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Soccer Laduma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Soccer Laduma.